It's 4:06. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up in Wisconsin Life, we'll learn about Sister Thea Bowman, a Franciscan nun who's nationally recognized for introducing African-American culture, song, and ritual into the Catholic liturgy.
First, we're talking about the fate of people wrongfully convicted in Wisconsin. In 2004, Congress recommended a standard compensation for those exonerated of $50,000 for each year spent behind bars and $100,000 a year for time spent on death row. But a Gannett, Wisconsin media investigation found that people wrongfully convicted in Wisconsin get only a fraction of that amount and only under certain circumstances.
Shereen Seward is here with us now to talk about that investigation. She's an investigative reporter for Gannett, Wisconsin media. Shereen, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
So how does compensation work for exonerees, people who have been ruled innocent of the crimes they spent time in prison for? How does that work here in the state?
Well, it's very, very difficult. They face a very long uphill battle. They have to file a complaint with the claims board. And the way it's set up here in Wisconsin, they have to provide clear, convincing evidence that they are innocent. Usually that means a DNA, some kind of DNA or other physical evidence. In the story of Mario Vasquez, there was no DNA, and actually the improper forensics is only a fraction of the causes of wrongful conviction. So and that alone makes it very, very difficult.
So it's a high bar, I guess the idea being, no, this isn't just a technicality that got the decision reversed. We want absolute compelling proof that this person was innocent before we compensate them.
Yes, but if you follow these stories, you can see that, indeed, the bar is set very high. And for these people, they were not released on a technicality. They had a long legal battle, and were finally able to say, hey, I didn't do this thing, I'm free. And then they get out and they face a whole new battle to rebuild their lives. I mean, the punishment continues so far long after they are released. It's just really too bad.
And your piece points out that people who were properly convicted when they get out of prison might get more, not financial assistance, but more things like job training than that person who was wrongfully convicted and released.
Absolutely. People who are exonerated in the state are in a worse situation than somebody who's actually committed a crime. And that alone just speaks volumes about what is wrong here. I mean, these people get out and they don't have any money. They don't have any job training. They've often lost decades of their lives. They've lost their families. Many don't have support from family and friends or jobs to return to, certainly. And they've often been convicted of terrible, terrible crimes. When they're exonerated, they don't get anything and unless they choose to file a federal lawsuit, which can take years to work through and is also very, very difficult.
Talking to Shereen Seward with Gannett, Wisconsin Media about wrongful convictions here in Wisconsin. And you mentioned Mario Vasquez. You focus on him in this piece a lot, wrongfully convicted. How long did he spend in prison? What was life for him like after he came out?
Mario spent 17 years of a 20-year sentence. He could have gotten out earlier. He had been convicted of sexually assaulting a 4-year-old child. In January, a judge ordered a new trial for Mario based on new evidence, and he was a free man. But he is lucky. He has the family support. He has the love of very many people. But still, it has been very difficult for him to rebuild his life as well. And of course, he has spent 17 years behind bars. He hasn't been able to contribute to Social Security. He hasn't been earning in any of those years. He would be in a much, much different situation. In addition, he could have gotten out earlier had he admitted that he had done this thing and agreed to go through sex offender counseling. And he refused to do that. He maintained his innocence. And because of that, ironically, he spent a longer amount of time in prison than he would have.
I understand there's a legislative effort to change the compensation system for people in Mario Vasquez's position. Mm-hmm. What would happen?
What would happen. The legislation proposes to bump up that level of compensation from $5,000 per year to the recommended $50,000 per year level. There would also be counseling, transportation, health care, and temporary housing, some job services for these folks. This bill has been introduced before. It has repeatedly failed to pass. It will be introduced again this fall. And this law in Wisconsin hasn't been updated in almost 30 years. So that tells you how long it's been before anybody has really taken a serious look at making a change.
And you cite bipartisan support for a change in your piece.
Yes, actually, they all seem very optimistic that this has a chance this time around. So we'll be following that very, very carefully, and watching it as it's introduced and voted on.
And obviously, the state, everyone would have an interest in not wrongfully convicting people, just A, because they have to go through that for no reason, and B, because the actual perpetrators then don't get caught. What kind of reforms are state police and prosecutors looking at to make sure the wrong people don't end up in prison?
Well, certainly nobody wants to get it wrong. I mean, the police do a great job. Prosecutors do a wonderful job. They all believe in what they're doing, and nobody wants to get it right more than they do. There have been some reforms that have happened in Wisconsin. They've started to record all police interviews. They've allowed post-conviction DNA testing. Some evidence preservation efforts have been increased, and some eyewitness identification reform as well. But the compensation piece is really not there. And as you said, it is a tragedy on many levels. In Mario's case, according to court records, the real perpetrator quite possibly continued to assault this victim for years. So there are many people that are affected by wrongful convictions, and of course, everybody wants to do what they can to eliminate them.
Now, how many exonerations do we know about in recent Wisconsin history?
There have been 40. There have been 40 in the last 25 years. The majority of them have been in the last 10. I'd like to say, though, that the Wisconsin Innocence Project has a waiting list of more than 250 cases that they've already vetted and feel have a valid case that could be fought. It can often take 7 or 8 years for the Innocence Project to get to their cases. They just don't have the funds or the manpower necessary to take a look at those cases. So quite possibly there are many more Marios out there.
And one of the things that stood out in Mario Vasquez's wrongful conviction was his representation, his defense attorney, someone who was later disbarred, I think, or removed from the courts.
Yes, he had over 100 instances of misconduct and was eventually disbarred.
And so the idea there, maybe this defendant and others in similar cases didn't get the full representation that might have gotten them out of being wrongfully convicted in the first place.
That can happen. The top cause of wrongful conviction is eyewitness misidentification. Improper forensics plays another part. Most recently, we've learned about some faulty bite mark analysis that's been called under fire. False confessions, you would be surprised, but nearly 30% are actually people who confess to crimes they didn't commit because they feel they have no other choice and they can at least get a lenient sentence. And then informants are the fourth major key there, informants who are telling tall tales. So.
And can you leave us by telling us where Mario Vasquez is now, this former inmate, wrongfully convicted, just exonerated, given that he's getting no compensation, basically? What is his life like today?
Is living with his wife, who he actually divorced while he was in prison, and they have since reconciled. He's getting to know his son again, who was 3 when he went to prison and is now 20 years old. He's been working in a restaurant that a family member owns and just working on rebuilding his life and learning about the world today, which is a very different place from the one he left.
Shereen, thanks a lot for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
That's Shereen Seward, investigative reporter for Gannett, Wisconsin Media, with us to talk about her new report on wrongful convictions here in Wisconsin.